The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
As we bid a very good morning to Adam Gilchrist, of course, with the pall of this terrorist attack still over the world and London particularly. And we've got calls in Australia, Adam, from the normal sources to ban Muslim immigration. But the problem we have with this man was born in Kent and found Islam.
Exactly. He is, as far as we know, a British man and, as I say, potentially a religious convert, 52 years of age. I mean, 52, that doesn't fit the usual profile either, does it? According to one source, though unconfirmed, this is a Sky News source, it is thought he was a father of three. Also a teacher, known to police, though, from various crimes that he committed before. He'd been convicted previously of various things, including assault and weapons crimes, but not for 14 years. And they absolutely don't believe that at any stage he had been a terrorist suspect. They believe he acted alone, and yet there have been police raids on a number of addresses in four parts of the UK, and he rented the car, apparently, in Birmingham. So, all in all, it looks like a lone wolf attack, although Islamic State is claiming responsibility as having, quote, inspired the attack. And if true, that would be the first IS-inspired attack on British soil. There's plenty more to come out about him, but also, of course, what police are trying to find out, and others, is whether or not intelligence was missed on him, or could he have been stopped before, what was known about him, et cetera, et cetera. We're, at this stage, only scratching the surface.
Yeah, and of course, this poor family of the dead police officer, it's now confirmed he was unarmed and just taken in the most dreadful circumstances. And then two innocent bystanders, an English mother and an American tourist, mown down on the bridge. Just terrible.
Yes, Aisha Friday, a worker in London, but actually from Spain originally. And as you say, the American tourist, Kurt Cochrane, and his wife, Melissa, they were on their 25th wedding anniversary holiday, God. A special holiday over to the UK. And Melissa is one of the 29 people injured in hospital and in a very bad way, seven of them critical. But also, I mean, this just goes to show the targeting of it is absolutely deliberate by this guy, that he was hitting a tourist attraction. So, yes, of course, some of the injured and the policeman himself, who was killed, are from the UK. But 10 other countries are involved: France, Romania, Poland, Ireland, Germany, Italy, Greece, the USA, China, and South Korea. It's thought also an Australian woman's foot was run over by a terrorist car, but that's not even included in the number of injured.
Sure.
But also, Ray, an indication of the chaos, because as you say, it turns out that he was indeed unarmed when the head of the counterterrorism unit told us he was armed. Mm. At one stage, it was reported there were five dead, and at this stage, certainly it's four dead. But also, to show the chaos, four elderly South Korean tourists were hurt, and it's thought not by the car, but by people stampeding away from the scene. So, I don't know, there might still be some lessons to be learned from that.
Okay, thank you.